And the question is, should you now give adjuvant chemotherapy in addition to post-mastectomy radiotherapy? This is where it's really hard to know exactly what to do, because the fundamental principle still would suggest that there's not a huge role for chemotherapy. But at the same time, the historic standard for a healthy 52-year-old woman who has, you know, a clinical T3N1 cancer is to recommend chemotherapy either as neoadjuvant or adjuvant treatment. And so that's a discussion we actually had with this patient, and we're still trying to sort out. And exactly as you perhaps anticipated, as part of that, we've agreed to get an Oncotype DX test because of the feeling that if the Oncotype test is really low, then the marginal benefit of chemotherapy would be quite small. And for this patient, even though it's a riskier than average cancer, she probably would not pursue chemotherapy for a very modest benefit. And by contrast, if the Oncotype DX score is higher, then it would argue that there still is a meaningful role for chemotherapy, and she would accept that.
Well, that's interesting. So she's still in the middle of all this.
Correct.
Interesting. Well, you know, I think I remember, I've heard that, and I think I've heard cases, you know, people always say, well, lobular are so responsive to hormones, et cetera. But I think that it's not rare to see an intermediate recurrence score with lobular, at least the old intermediate. I'm going to talk about the new, whatever, if there is an intermediate anymore. But I kind of thought that it's not uncommon to have intermediate scores. Is that true?
That's right. You know, so there's a lot more heterogeneity than you would imagine out there. And so some of these lobulars come back with scores certainly in the 18 to 25 range, which was the old intermediate range. It's rare to see a very high score with a lobular, though every once in a while you get what's called a pleomorphic lobular breast cancer, which has higher grade features, more proliferative indices, and those cases sometimes do come back with higher scores as well. There's nothing at the moment to suggest that's what's going on in this case.
Because I can remember people presenting cases to me of lobular with intermediate, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were all low risk, but when I looked it up, it's not uncommon, but that does lead to maybe the question of the day, which is what happened to intermediate in terms of the recurrence score? Because incidentally, one question that comes up that, I mean, I still wonder why, I mean, you can anticipate that what happened to her, you can almost predict that was what was going to happen, right?
She, you know, clinically, that's what was happening.
If, right? If I said to you at the time, what do you think is going to happen? It probably, she would respond, but going to have a lot of residual disease. So, and I'm going to get an Oncotype. So how about if I say, well, why don't you just get it pre-op? And first question is, and oncologists have asked me this, I'm not sure about it. Is there any difference in terms of the assay result if you do it pre-op versus post-op? I mean, I wouldn't think so, but do we know that?
We don't know that. And it's an interesting question that does come up in cases like this. So the argument for doing it pre-op is that you could make a better decision up front, like endocrine therapy versus chemotherapy. In this case, we're going to obviously do it post-op. And, you know, a purist would say, well, maybe, you know, you've selected for cells that are residual in some way and might be different from the overall population of cells before treatment. And these cells, by some fundamental definition, are resistant to endocrine therapy. So you're biasing your Oncotype score, which may be true. Having said that, you know, at the same time, that same logic would make you think, well, if the score now suggests they might be a role for chemotherapy, you would pursue that. So, you know, this is one of the challenging dynamics for multidisciplinary care when you're offering these neoadjuvant treatments these days, the interpretation of the response and trying to figure out whether you can use that response to decide whether people need more therapy afterwards is something we end up talking about a lot at tumor boards, but there's surprisingly few data on what to really do with the information.